I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Opioid abuse, addictions, and overdoses are serious public health problems in South Carolina and in the U.S. To talk about opioids is Dr. Christy Britton. She's an associate professor in the College of Pharmacy and a pharmacist in the outpatient pharmacies at MUSC. Dr. Britton, first, can you give us a bit of information about opioids?
Sure. So there's a bunch of different types of pain medications that are available. Opioids are one class of drugs. Some common opioids would be oxycodone, hydrocodone, methadone, hydromorphone, or fentanyl.
And when are these types of medications typically prescribed?
They can be used for acute pain or chronic pain.
And what are the cautions related to this classification of medicine?
Like any medication, they can cause side effects. And the higher the doses of opioids that are used, the more side effects that are expected. So we can see things like mood changes. It can reduce someone's respiratory rate. It also can reduce their GI motility, which means that their digestive tract doesn't work as well, which can lead to constipation. But the concern is overuse. A lot of patients will overuse them, which can lead to euphoria. However, that really leads to dependence, which is a concern.
Is there a physical addiction that can develop also?
Absolutely. So with the use, you actually see tolerance that develops over time, where you have to take more opioids in order to get the same effect.
Are some people more prone to getting addicted to these medicines?
Studies actually have been done to show what risk factors are for abuse or addiction. And one of those is a prior history of substance abuse disorder or a family history of substance abuse. It's also seen that younger people tend to have a higher likelihood. And actually, the highest is somewhere between 40 and 45 years of age. And then patients who suffer from severe pain, so the worst case of pain, tend to have higher risk. So what I would caution to people is, if you do need to use opioids, only using them when you absolutely need them.
Is that the best precaution, that if someone's on these, that you're very careful about your dosing?
Absolutely. So staying at the recommended dosing, typically opioids, the immediate release is somewhere between every 4 to 6 hours. So not taking more than what's been prescribed and not taking it for longer than has been prescribed.
Might a scenario develop, Dr. Britton, where a patient says, I prefer a different class of medications for my pain?
Yeah, I would encourage patients to talk with their prescriber, their physician, and be an advocate for themselves. If they're not comfortable taking an opioid, asking for a non-opioid as an option is certainly reasonable.
What other information can you provide about opioids?
One thing I would encourage patients, particularly those with chronic pain, is to consider other types of therapies in addition to or instead of opioids. That could be things like weight loss, yoga, physical therapy. And then the other is, how do we store medications in our home is really important. So certainly opioids and any other medication, storing them up in a way to reduce access to children. We even need to consider reducing access to adolescents. A lot of teenagers, their first access to prescription medications is actually within the home. And so locking them somewhere and not having access is really important.
Dr. Britton, thanks for providing this information about opioids.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.